Finally, today in our Malcolm Mackay segment, we learn about the tradition of laymaking and the city's Lay Day celebrations. The city's Lady of Lay, Kaulani Vincent Kawahi, was kind enough to share the mana behind this tradition. She was joined by the current lay queen, Nicole Nakamatsu. The city just announced it's extending the deadline for those interested in vying to be part of the 2020 lay court until next Friday, January 17th. But first, Kaulani lays out the history of Lay Day festivities and the story behind this year's theme, Lay of Special Places.
So what we started last year, we had a theme for 4 years, and we're looking at the Ahupua'a, and from land, from the ocean, all the way up to the mountains. And so each year we're picking a plant from those different areas. So last year was Pohinahina, the ocean seashore side. So this year is Le'ili, and the theme material is ki, or tea leaf. And then next year it'll be the forest area with A'ali'i, and the year after that will be the mountain area, and it'll be Ohi'alehua. So we are keeping that rod in mind, and what we may do is actually substitute flowers that'll end up still looking with a lei that it'll look like a ohi'ale, but it won't have any ohi'a in it.
Yes. Okay, but you want that to be predominantly the theme, though, right?
Correct.
Each year, from
Correct.
Year to year. And yes. So if there are folks out there that are interested in participating over the next couple of years, maybe they need to hurry up and start planting.
And, you know, our website has a lot of information. And that is exactly why we put the themes out in, like, four-year chunks, is so people can plan their gardens as each year of lay making.
Okay. And so as we prepare then for this next year, part of the big Lay Day celebration is obviously the lay court. And this morning we're also joined by our current lay queen, Nicole Nakamatsu. How did you get involved? Well, you know, why did you decide to throw your hat in the ring here?
Yeah, well, actually, my mom was on the lay court in 2007. So since then, I've kind of had an idea, or maybe kind of like a little dream, that maybe one day I would step into that role and maybe apply or compete to become the lay queen. And this past year, that's what I did. And so I'm very lucky that I have the opportunity to represent Hawaii in this role.
So were you hanging out with your mom at some of these meetings and going
yeah.
to mm-hmm. all the preparations?
Exactly. In all of these meetings, I would actually at home, we would also practice her lay making. So even then I was kind of being groomed for the position.
And so what kind of lay did you make?
For the contest, I actually had a whole bunch of different flowers. The idea in mind for my lei was a lei of a whole bunch of different flowers and colors, because to me, a lei is something that is kind of like a symbol of our culture here in Hawaii. We are made up of so many different backgrounds and different people. So I wanted my lei to really showcase that. So I had different flowers, different colors, different textures. And then it all just came together into something really beautiful.
So talk about the process in putting the lay court together.
It's year-round planning for us. And for us at Parks, we actually kind of like getting to really get to know the court. So there's an application process. And then at the day of the event, there's a small opening. And then each of the contestants has 1 hour to make a lewili. And so at the same time, they're being judged. So the judges come and sit and talk with them. So now they have to be able to focus, make lei, and still be able to speak with people coming by.
Multitask.
It really is multitasking, because you have the judges there and you have the people who actually came to see the event also here and there going, oh, what flower is that that you're using? So they're really distracted. So they have, you know, they have to focus and still be cordial to people. And then they have to speak in English and Hawaiian. So they're not expected to be native speakers, but we really emphasize that they at least be able to pronounce the Hawaiian language correctly, because they will be expected to speak in public at some engagements. We take a short break, and then they come back and they show their hula skills off. And then after that, the judging scores come out and we find out who our new court is.
I'm sure, Nicole, you're going to be sorry to see this year end.
Yes, very much so. I had so much fun this year.
Talk about some of the things that you were able to get involved in.
Mm-hmm. So I've actually been able to participate in a lot of the local parades with my princess, Brittany Corpus. We've been able to be part of different events, such as there's an event at the Kuakini home, where it's Adopt a Mom, and basically it's an opportunity for us to spend time with people who are living in the Kuakini home system that are not able to spend time with their families. Maybe their families are away abroad or on the neighbor islands. So that was something that was really special to me.
That is really, it's a neat idea.
Yeah.
What a wonderful concept to be able to go into places like this and bring joy.
Exactly. And that's just one of the many opportunities I've had.
And so, Nicole, would you have any advice to someone who might be on the fence or, you know, maybe didn't have the opportunities that you had to kind of get an idea of what's involved, but to encourage someone to, you know, just take part?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was just such an amazing opportunity to be part of the selection process because you have the opportunity to prepare yourself in ways that I really didn't have the opportunity to, I feel, experience prior to preparation for the event, for the selection. So I've actually been able to meet with my kumus, and they've been able to help me through the Hawaiian language portion and talking to me a little bit about the different flowers that I would use or help me brainstorm ideas for what I wanted to create in my lei. And so even if you are on the fence, like I was on the fence as well, but I feel that it's just an opportunity, you know, allow yourself to experience the opportunity of putting yourself out there, experiencing different things, allowing yourself to experience opportunities that will maybe prepare you for the selection process that I wouldn't have had if I'd even try. I would just say, go for it. Honestly, go for it, because that's what I did, and I had the amazing opportunity of being this past year's lay queen.
So do you have to be part of a halau to
participate? No, you don't. No. Because I know there's a lot of people out there that may have been dancing from when they were really small, you know, from learning from family and everything, and you don't need to be part of a halau. Yeah.
Now, I remember a friend of mine was part of the queens, the pa'u unit, for the King Kamehameha Day parade, and it was fun to go down, and we were at Waikiki Elementary, and we were, you know, making the lei for the horses, and that was a really fun experience, and it was just nice to see people from the community just come out to support the group. You know, it's a wonderful cultural experience.
It is, and so we, you know, when we work with the contestants even before the selection, and, you know, we work with them. We want them to have a really rich, rewarding experience. And a lot of them actually get kind of close with each other. It's, yeah, they know they're competing against each other, but they're there. They support one another. I see them clapping for each other, you know, after one is given a speech and everything. And then that experience throughout the year. So we even have some of the contestants who ended up not being selected. They come to Lei Day to support those who were selected. And they, you know, so it really, we want it to become really family. And then right now it's a sisterhood of lay queens and lay princesses. And when we have events, we call them out and boom, they're right there to support.
It is a wonderful day, a wonderful tradition. And I just love just the intricacy of, and the artistry of these lei, you know, when the lei makers come and they compete and they present their finest, and then you go see, you know, what the judges have picked. I mean, that's such an amazing experience.
It is quite stunning to see. And so we're very fortunate because when we go, we can get up close and personal with the lei as they're hanging on the display board. And we start to, over the years, we get to know even the lei makers quite personally. So, you know, we're sending each other's Christmas cards. We feel free to call one another if we have a question about a lei material and how best to use it and what temperature even to keep they keep separate refrigerators. That's how, they're intense. They keep separate refrigerators at a specific temperature that's not cold enough to maintain food, but perfect for flowers.
Oh, interesting.
I know, so it's a science for them. They pick plants, they see how long it lasts, how to best keep it. So it's, you know, our lay queens learn that as well. And then they come and they help us do lay making workshops for our park staff, as well as even lay making workshops for the public prior to Lay Day. So it's very supportive.
And now with this year's theme of the tea leaf, how does that work? I mean, as far as the different types of things that you could bring in and incorporate? Because I guess most people think, oh, tea leaf, it's kind of a base.
Correct. Our theme lay, it's as long as they use that material that it can be easily seen in the theme lay. So this year it must be tea leaf. So there's other categories that are go by color. And there's a neck lay, there's a lay papale, which is the hat lay. There's a category for beginners, and then it's the theme lay, which must mandatory to use whatever that theme material is for that current year.
It's always interesting to me when I go to an event and I see someone with an unusual lay, and it's like, oh, you know, they've got maybe magnolia leaves somehow arranged in an unusual way. Or I just discovered this past year, the miniature crown flower, which was fascinating. Yes. You know, and that dries so nicely. And I think that's what I like about lay, is that, you know, it's wonderful when it's fresh and the colors are so vibrant. But then when they dry out, some of them are just really spectacular.
They really are, yeah. It just really shows the artistry of the lay makers.
And so do you have your lay from last year?
I think I still do. Yeah, I think it's actually probably in our family's armoire. We like to keep certain things that are really important to our family, and that's definitely one. So we do still have it.
I have a friend who has a lay graveyard in her backyard, you know, and I don't know if many people do that, but you do have, you know, wonderful lay that you're gifted and you know, you hang on to that memory with it, your graduation or your child's graduation, you know, with the mile, and then you just drape it, you know, in the house.
But mm-hmm. And let it dry out, and then it's part of your family forever, right?
Yes. Yes.
So ours is the piano at home.
Oh, yeah.
Ours is the piano at home, and we have, like, these little dishes, that special lay that people have given us, mm-hmm. and we'll put it in there. Because we know if we pick it up, it might start to just, you know. And then also the graveyard in the back is because you don't just throw them away, mm-hmm. right? So, you know, it goes back to the land.
Full circle, back to the Aina. That was City Parks Culture and Arts Coordinator Ka'iulani Vincent Kawahi and Lay Day Queen Nicole Nakamatsu in our Mauka to Makai segment. We were talking about the traditions around Lay and Lay Day. Do you have what it takes to be part of the Lay Court? There are different age groups from 18 to 61 and above. Try it. You never know. Head to our website for links. And I should note that this is the 93rd year of the Lay Day festivities and the 80th year for the Lay Court.